Quezon Voice News, The Global Link.
Governance expert urges opposition to consolidate their political parties. Zafford welcomes implementation curriculum for children with intellectual disabilities. And Kenya floods leave roads impassable in Syokimau. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Governance expert Wesley Nyanda has urged opposition political party leaders to consolidate their parties and strengthen their structures in order to gain public confidence and improve their chances in the upcoming general elections. Mr. Nyanda's remarks come in the wake of reports that 14 aspiring presidential candidates have already paid their nomination fees ahead of the polls. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Ms. Nyanda described the development as a sign that Zambia's democracy is gradually maturing, however, cautioning that simply filing nomination papers is not enough to secure electoral success. Submitting nomination papers and paying nomination fees is one thing, but campaigning and remaining united to win the election is another, said Ms. Nyanda. He acknowledged that the growing number of candidates reflects increased participation in the democratic process, which he welcomed but expressed concern that the rise in contenders could ultimately split the vote, weakening the opposition's chances. Ms. Nyanda warned that without consolidation, it will be difficult for opposition parties to mount a serious challenge. Going forward, it will be hard to see any hope of the opposition winning, as they are all at the same level with the same intention, concentrating much on the office of the president, but they have not consolidated their political parties for people to know them, said Ms. Nyanda. He further emphasized the need for candidates to refine their messaging and focus on issues affecting citizens, noting that Zambians are tired of divisive politics. The whole idea is to win the election, but there is need for candidates to perfect their messages. Zambians are tired of tribal politics and insult. They want issue-based politics, said Ms. Nyanda. He said adopting a more unified and issue-driven approach would not only strengthen the opposition, but also contribute to maintaining peace and stability in the country. Veteran journalist Oliver Kanene has called on journalists in Zambia to uphold professionalism, ethics and integrity as the country prepares for the 2026 general elections. Mr. Kanene said journalists have a critical responsibility to contribute to peace, democracy and credible elections through balanced and ethical reporting. Speaking ahead of the 2026 World Press Freedom Day celebrations and the World Press Freedom Day Global Conference to be hosted in Zambia, Mr. Kanene noted that journalism remains a challenging profession that requires courage, responsibility and accountability. He said while press freedom has evolved significantly from the one-party state era, journalists must continue fighting for space to operate professionally and independently. Mr. Kanene explained that unlike in previous decades when journalists faced harassment would lead to support, today there are organizations that defend media freedoms and promote journalists' rights. The Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, has welcomed the announcement by the government to implement a specialized curriculum for children with intellectual disabilities. This follows the announcement that government has developed and begun implementing a specialized curriculum for children with intellectual disabilities, which forms part of government policy on inclusive education under the Free Education Program. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, ZAFOD Executive Director Justin Bakali commended the move, saying the curriculum being centered on building skills will help children with special needs to acquire skills and become self-reliant. The implementation of the new curriculum is something that is well thought of because it will enhance the children with intellectual disabilities who have not been able to fit in the academic qualifications, said Mr. Bakali. Mr. Bakali added that children with special needs, just like any other, need skills to better their lives, further urging relevant authorities to ensure that this curriculum actualizes its objectives.
It's actually something that is well thought over and is something that is actually going to enhance the children with intellectual disabilities who have not been able to fit in the academic qualification. And with the introduction of skills, will make these children be able to acquire those skills and be able to use them for their independent living.
Rufunsa District Commissioner Richard Mavena has reaffirmed the government's commitment to improving and enhancing a productive workforce in the country. Speaking during the commemoration of this year's Labor Day celebration held under the theme, Securing Zambia's Future of Work, Protecting Jobs, Skills and Pensions for Decent Work for All, Mr. Mavena said the theme reflects the government's commitment to realities and the future of the workforce in the country. Mr. Mavena said the government has implemented a lot of reforms to improve the welfare of workers and building capacity and skills. He added that the youth are important drivers of innovation in bringing fresh perspectives to addressing national challenges. Hence, the government putting in several measures to empower them in skills training and recruiting them in the public service. The district commissioner further said the government is strengthening legislation and intensifying labor inspections to protect workers against unfair labor practices. In African news, motorists and residents in Syokimau, Machakos County, just southeast of Nairobi, are facing major disruption after heavy rains triggered flooding in the area. The flooding has left roads nearly impassable, with many vehicles stranded and commuters unable to get to work. Residents say the situation has brought daily life to a halt, with some people forced to stay in their homes because there is simply no safe way through the flooded roads. Coming up shortly, US to cut troop levels in Germany by 5,000 amid Trump's spat with Mays. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The U.S. Defense Department plans to withdraw 5,000 troops from Germany amid a spat between President Donald Trump and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz over the war with Iran. The decision comes a day after Trump criticized Merz, who suggested the U.S. had been humiliated by Iranian negotiators. The U.S. has a significant military presence in Germany, with more than 36,000 active duty troops assigned to bases across the country as of last December. Defense Minister Boris Pistorius told the German press agency in Berlin that the presence of American soldiers in Europe and particularly in Germany is in our interest and in the interest of the U.S. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Governance expert Wesley Nyanda has urged opposition political party leaders to consolidate their parties and strengthen their structures in order to gain public confidence and improve their chances in the upcoming general elections. The Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, has welcomed the announcement by the government to implement a specialized curriculum for children with intellectual disabilities. And motorists and residents in Syokimau, Machakos County, just southeast of Nairobi, are facing major disruption after heavy rains triggered flooding in the area. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSM.